USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russian troops continue to pour into two breakaway regions of eastern Ukraine, President Biden with a message for us all.
As I said last week, defending freedom will have cost for us as well and here at home. We need to be honest about that.
Biden calling the move by the Russians a flagrant violation of international law and unveiling a round of tough financial sanctions against Russia. As far as how we will feel this here in the United States, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says you can expect to pay more at the pump in the near future.
We're talking about $4 a gallon nationally. California could hit $5. Probably even beyond that, California could reach $5.50 and even could near that $6 gallon mark.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. This is USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
As COVID cases continue to decline, the CDC is looking to update their guidance regarding masks.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to loosen its indoor masking guidelines to states very soon. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, is expected to announce masking guidelines Wednesday at a White House COVID-19 response team briefing. At this time, nothing has been finalized yet, but the CDC is considering a new benchmark for whether masks are needed or not. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
Americans are reporting more losses due to fraud last year. The FTC saying consumers reported losing nearly $6 billion to fraud in 2021. That's a 70% jump from 2020. Almost 3 million individuals filing fraud reports, the most in 20 years. About a quarter of those scams led to consumers losing an average of $500. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A father is arrested after asking his child to do the unthinkable in a McDonald's drive-thru. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
A four-year-old child in Utah fired a weapon from the backseat of a car toward a police officer after being told to do so by his dad. Police were initially called to a McDonald's just outside of Salt Lake City after restaurant workers reported a man had pointed a gun toward employees after receiving a wrong order. Employees had the man pull in front of the restaurant and wait for the correct order and then called police. When the officers arrived, they asked the man to get out of the vehicle several times, but he refused to comply, so the officers pulled him out of the vehicle. While the man was being taken into custody, the four-year-old was in the backseat of a car with a three-year-old sibling, according to the Salt Lake City Police Department. When the father told him to fire, the officer swiped the gun to the side of the car and a round was fired, grazing the officer. There were no additional injuries, and the father is in custody facing charges of felony child abuse and threatening with the use of a dangerous weapon. This is USA Radio News.
App Sally and Rebatest are being sued by Amazon for allegedly creating fake reviews on its marketplace. Amazon speaking an unspecified amount of damages from the two companies, as well as an injunction that would stop them from facilitating the sale of Amazon reviews. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.